It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Fix your camera, Leroy. Fix your camera. Let's get to some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks. Me and Marcos was over there. He might talk me into some stuff.
Oh, really?
Get some explosives.
Yeah, hey.
Oh.
Hey, they have like remotes.
I thought you were talking trades, yeah. Frog boy.
No, oh, trades?
Hey, dude.
Yeah, we trading in the lighter for the
remote.
Remote igniter.
Did
you know you could do that? I didn't know you could do that. You can control on your phone when you ignite the
fireworks. I like that. Well, that's way safer. That's better. But then, you know, there's going to be some, you know.
No, he already.
There's going to be some Billy Bob.
He already gave me a situation where he thought it was dead, and he went over there and the tube fell.
Yeah, well, because that's like that. That literally is, we talk about Wile E. Coyote, that's literally the plot to Wile E. Coyote.
To every...
Meep, meep.
Wait, but here's the deal. Stupid people, right? Mm,
yes.
When the firework has not lit to your liking or blown up when it's supposed to, don't go look down the tube, right?
Or knock it over.
Or
every man for himself after that.
Every man for himself. I don't even know where I would do it.
You got a lot of yard. You're good, dude.
Oh, actually, you have the. You just got to move the cars. You do have a 100-yard driveway.
You do it in the backyard?
You can do either.
Mm. But with all them trees?
Oh. I don't know. How flammable?
I don't know how flammable them trees are.
You got to bring a fire extinguisher.
I don't like this.
Wow. Now, you know some stuff is trouble if you go out there in a fireman suit and everybody else there to see fireworks.
Is that like...
Just in case.
If any firemen are listening, is that like your Super Bowl? Like, do you... I'm genuinely curious. Like, do they know, boys? Yeah, get ready. July 4th.
Overtime.
I'd love to know. If you any firemen out there who are listening to us, let us know. Like, is July 4th the day you guys all gear up for? Because you just
I would
know,
say the only other situation.
Hijinks and flames are going to get going.
The other time of year, New Year's Eve.
Yep, more fireworks.
On New Year's Eve, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. Definitely a paramedic Super Bowl because there's going to be a lot of injuries. Hopefully not. Hopefully everyone's safe and practices.
You know why? Because here's why. People say don't drink and drive.
Mm.
I would add to that list, don't light fireworks and drive or drink. You know why? Because how many people have said, hey, watch this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
People who are high as a kite, Yogi.
Yeah. Mm. Thanksgiving, people blowing themselves up frying turkeys.
Ooh.
You know why? You know why that happens?
Yeah.
You put a frozen turkey in there and drop it too fast.
Yeah, that's true. Stupid.
So yep. True. You got to let that turkey thaw out.
Ashley says on our chat, she says, living in the past doesn't matter. They're currently building a championship roster and the Heat aren't even close.
Mm. I just think when you turn on the TV and see the moves that everybody else is making, it frustrates you even more. But I would also say this, that they are able to make moves because of their situation. I think what puts the Heat in a bad spot is the situation that they're in with no money to try to make things work. You know what I mean? So not only do you have to make a trade, you have to win because you're going to have to get some kind of value. And a lot of teams aren't willing to do that.
Yeah, and it really is. Look, the names that are out there right now, you know, as much as Trae Young would intrigue me just because I think it'd be fun. I'm not going to lie. Like, Leroy, to your point, I don't know how much of a winner even Trae Young's going to make him, but it would be fun.
Right. It'd be different. It wouldn't be. See, different isn't always better.
Yes.
And we say that when the backup quarterback goes into play.
I don't
you score
necessarily
50.
Know. Because a lot of the he's a better scorer than Tyler Hero is. He's a better assister, lob threat guy than Tyler Hero is. But I don't know how much better it makes the Heat.
I'm not
Lauri Markkanen's. It's better. It's probably speeding up the Nico process. So you're like, hey, you got this.
Yeah,
guy.
But wouldn't it be better to keep Nico and then kind of stay ahead of the money?
I feel like he's our only hope, in a weird way.
Right.
Because Bam did kind of call him Michael Jordan the other day. Kind of.
Hey, so I'm not going to read this guy's name.
What do you mean? No.
I'm not going to read this guy's
totally
name.
Reading into that.
Because I can't. I don't think I can. Mm-hmm. Leroy explained the Murray move from the Hawks. Here's the deal. Here's how they looked at that. Murray and Trey didn't work well together. They're both two ball-dominant guys. That's why Murray did well when Trey wasn't playing, and Trey did well when Murray wasn't playing. And so when you have the same player, you have to get rid of one. They really like – we talked to – who is it? John
Michaels.
John Michaels. They really love Trey there.
Yeah, to be honest with you, that signaled to me they're probably not even trading him.
Right.
But we did get a Trae Young tweet yesterday.
Right. So they – and Dejounte Murray – He is, you know.
See what Trae Young tweeted yesterday?
What did he tweet?
Oh, you got that tweet, JFig?
Why is Leroy taking questions like he's Tim Legler?
He tweeted a prayer emoji.
Like, please get me out of here or please get some help.
Hey, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't need to go to Twitter for fodder. I have you.
Fair.
Like, come on. Like, where we are now. Listen.
I will say the kids on Twitter, I put the hashtag Trey05, shout out to Dade South and Schmeathen, and the kids say, that hashtag goes hard. They like that. Hashtag Trey05.
Wow.
They like it.
Everybody wants a basketball star they can look in the eyes.
Well.
I'll give you buckets.
All righty.
And a deal on flights.
I have range.
Oh, God. He does.
Dude. You guys are slandering the new.
No, we're not
slandering the
new. No. See, Tobin is trying to get through it now, right? And I'm just like, he's settling. I don't want him to settle. Like, I don't know.
You don't think?
Wait, here. If I have to give up Jaime or I have to give up Nico.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think it's worth it to me.
It better be an all-NBA
I don't think
player.
Trey is worth it.
Okay.
Because I think that much of those two young players.
Maybe this is why I need you here. To be my whale Jiminy Cricket.
Holy smokes. The energy of Jaime and the skill set of Nico.
Don't forget about Jaime's footwork.
That's energy. Footwork.
Hey, I don't like your body language, dude.
No, it's not me, dude.
Dude, no attention here. Because look, while he's looking at you, his left eye is over there staring at fireworks.
I don't like his body language, though.
He's breaking every – look, he's over there like Scheffler breaking down firework displays.
Scotty Scheffler got arrested again for fireworks?
No.
Again? No.
What do you have here, Mr. Scheffler?
No. Mm. He's over here breaking it down.
Mm. Yeah.
Giving me the powder to explosion ratio.
Yeah, but what's your deal? You got like a look on your face.
I mean, I feel like, you know, you want Trae Young, but then you...
He just wants something new.
You're talking like this. What do you do, Trae Young?
It's funny. He's not on the team yet.
Hey.
Jiminy Cricket.
Here's the deal.
You're disrespectful.
I think this Tobin speaks for a lot of fans. right? You've had 2 years, and you dealt with it last year because they had success with this team.
Yesterday, last year was just awful because you had a new starting line. It was literally rolled the dice.
Yeah.
Hey, Patty Mills is out here today. Good day, everyone.
Jesus.
But here's the deal. He's to the point now where it doesn't matter what. He just wants something new, something different. He wants to see the Heat make a move. And I would say this. I would say this is that as much as we would like them to make a move, it has to be the right move.
Agreed.
Like giving up young talent, especially those two young players.
Just one.
Right? Even one. Which one? Because guess what? Nico fits better with Bam than Jaime.
Agreed.
Okay?
Did you just trade Jaime?
That being said, if you, with Kalel.
Yep.
Coming in, if he plays a five, you move Bam to the four, okay, then Jaime fits better at the three.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Unless we go 6'11 Serbian point guard.
We need – dude, I want handles at point guard. I'm tired of guys
that – I don't know if he can stay in front of those quick cats.
I want – but listen, we watched the playoffs and the end of those playoffs last year, and we watched Kyrie – and watched Drew Holiday play point guard for those two teams. We don't have nothing like that, okay? You can have guys that bring up the ball. You can have guys that initiate offense, but we don't have a point guard like that. The closest thing hurt his neck.
I know.
And so from that standpoint,
we'll always have that Knicks game.
You have to look at what is having success in this league.
If I could somehow make Scary Terry – the guy who played against the Cavs and Knicks. Oh, that's something. He was good.
Right. Okay. So.
And Bam did basically say that Nikola Jokic is Michael Jordan.
No, okay.
He basically said that. You're reading
into it. That's not what he said.
No.
He was referencing every European player that is no longer, you know, held by the constraints of playing NBA basketball by maybe a coach who doesn't want to play you all the time. That sometimes they can maybe transfer into the number one option on their team, number two option team, like a Michael Jordan. He didn't say Nico was
Michael Jordan. He said he was capable of being Michael Jordan.
No, his team's Michael Jordan, you know?
Yeah, but like he has – that doesn't make sense.
Like the Michael Jordan of my Chipotle is not Michael Jordan. He's just really good at making bowls.
No, I don't agree with that. So you're like saying he can only be the Serbian Michael Jordan?
Exactly.
But the Serbian Michael Jordan is Nikola Jokic, who's a three-time MVP.
That's fair.
How many MVPs did Michael Jordan win? Five? Five MVPs?
Maybe six.
He's almost there, dude. So basically, if you're telling me he could be Serbian Joker – Nico,
how did we
basically,
what even?
Bam was saying that he's Michael Jordan.
He didn't.
He kind of said that.
Never seen
one. Kind of.
All right.
Kind of. Oof, I'm obliterating the clock today.
That's because you've been carrying on about this nonsense. You say, ooh, it's Ice Trey, and then call him Travelocity.
That's true. I got buckets. Gotta get the jokes in while I can.
You ready? Let's go.
I think I got him.
Yeah.
I don't like how you've influenced him to blow things up.
I don't like this.
Hey,
we've been doing research.
This is not smart.
He's like, rule number one and fireworks by. You got to do your research.
We're watching YouTube videos.
You know, we watch YouTube videos of each firework display.
You know you become full Davy man after this happens, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's what happens.
The next step is buying a golf cart.
But here's the deal. I don't know where to do it.
Yeah, that's true. These are kind of big.
He's probably right. He probably at the end of the block is at the end of your driveway is probably the better place.
Driveway, yeah.
At the end of the driveway?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not close to all the trees by my house?
No, all the trees are in your backyard, dude.
No, we got trees in the front too.
Not as many as in the backyard. You got like a iguana haven over there.
Yeah. Oh, they in the winter?
Hmm?
You just be out back and they just fall.
Been big on the Jesus lizards lately. There's a lot of Jesus lizards.
I got
in my
the
yard.
Wow. I got the fat lizards. The curly tailed. Yeah. I cleaned my patio and I told y'all all the work I did and how tired I was.
Mm-hmm.
And a frog took a dump on my patio.
You guys have been really horny lately.
Oh, don't say you guys.
No, that ain't what that got to do with being horny.
Dude, they've been just like, the frogs have been going crazy at night.
It's been optimal weather.
The weather is getting
a little ominous.
Frog-like.
Well, no, because I'm looking at DirecTV.
Uh-oh.
You can look behind you at the window plex.
Oh, indeed. Yes.
Comes ooh, out. It's coming.
Yep.
Man, I keep forgetting.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Oh, is it?
Weather update brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE. And speaking of coverage, free agency coverage on WQAM is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. In fact, boop, boop, boop.
Hello. Okay.
Oh my
there
goodness.
You go. And, that's all it takes to get it done.
Trey.
What? Fireworks.
You don't feel like just disappointed in how you've gone about this?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I feel like in all honesty, I want to thank Donovan Mitchell because he didn't, you know, this isn't the summer of Dame. Like, I don't have to waste my whole July wondering, wishing, hoping.
You didn't. You knew yesterday. You just wouldn't listen to me.
Didn't want to listen to Jay Crawford.
Yeah.
You think Jay Crawford's the only person I know in Cleveland?
No, you're like the mayor of Cleveland.
I'm not the mayor. I'm just saying. I know some folks.
All right, you knew. All right. And you know what? By the way, no one's giving him credit. No one's giving Leroy credit.
That's true. He broke it here first.
Leroy told you yesterday. And he's
we
like,
knew yesterday.
Oh. He said, boom, extension, done.
Done. He's going to sign it.
I did hear like the GM was super weird about it, though, the next day. I was like, why?
That's, you weird? Know what? I don't know why. Listen, I don't know why people do that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They'll like act all secretive so people like Tobin read into it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're a bad influence on me. You
Why?
Got me doubting my sports beliefs and stuff like that. I usually stay out of that.
I apologize.
Like, it'll happen when it happens. You know, I'm like usually like steadfast in that.
Like
I'm
that. Going, I should have just listened to you.
Yeah, like,
I'm not a grown up.
No, dude. And listen, all athletes out there, if you want to get Tobin excited, send out an emoji that he has no idea what it means.
Because
he going to read into it.
Yeah.
Although I was happy on Instagram to see. It looks like Jimmy's getting back in the lab.
In the lab.
In the lab.
Well, you know what the only thing I want him to get in
labs?
What? Health.
Health.
That's what I was saying.
And some games.
Yeah, but I haven't seen him on.
Can I get 70 games out of him this year? If you know what? Guess what? This is no lie. I believe this to my core. Jimmy would have played 70 games last year. There would have been a 4 or 5 seed.
I agree with that. 100%.
For sure.
Okay.
And the ones that he plays, like, go balls to the wall, not coasting.
Yeah.
Not coasting.
I just think that as far as health, the team has gotten a little lackadaisical on it because they always – everybody down here, everybody, including you –
me?
Whoa. Yes. Have had this idea about the Miami Heat. Don't worry, they'll get it going before the playoffs.
That's Jimmy's fault.
Don't get it going. Don't worry. And then you're in the play-in. And then you lose the first play-in game. Oh, don't worry about it. Just get me to the playoffs. And then you're out in 5. Enough of that.
Didn't make it to the playoffs.
Enough of that.
It's a roll of the dice.
Stop it.
I'll say.
Stop it. Nobody ain't winning no championship like that.
You ever hit a
nobody is not. Listen.
Close.
Nobody is winning a championship like that.
We were close.
Nobody's winning it.
We were close.
Okay, guess what? Guess what? Mm-hmm. The Panthers did the same thing.
Mm. Yeah.
8 seed. They went on a hell of a run. A historical run.
Where's my Vladimir Tarasenko?
Okay. Listen. That's not how you win championships.
Where's my Evan Rodriguez?
Ah. His neck's injured.
That's not how you win championships. You can put whatever twist you want on it. That is not how you win championships.
Yeah.
You know what? That's why everybody say the Lakers ain't going to never win.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be the 8th seed or the play-in team and expect to go to the finals. Like, it may happen every now and then, but you can't live on that. You can't live on being the eighth seed every year.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, the champion comes from the top four seeds.
But I would also argue for
usually, the champion comes from the top four seeds. You have some unique situations.
But the Heat, but my argument also to the Heat would be, and to the front office would be, like, you also mm-hmm. can't treat like that's going to happen every year.
You did it!
What do you mean?
Oh, my.
I'm not the front office.
Jim VP.
Yeah, dude, well, that turned out to be right, though.
Okay, the one time. See, this is why.
You were just mad because I was right.
This is why you're the worst.
I'm not the
because
worst.
Because the one time that it works out, you're going to live on that forever.
No, I'm not.
You are.
I'm not. Why would you live on? Why would I feel that?
So.
Why would I yell out the window? If I thought that same thing, why wouldn't I just roll the dice again next year?
Let me say this.
GPP.
Okay.
Man.
Usually the teams that win the championship, okay, have been good, mm-hmm. and we have expected them to win a championship for most of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have had, like, for example, Dallas. They had the best record in basketball after January.
Yeah.
Okay? They went into the playoffs on a heater.
Made some big trades.
Okay, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Boston had been the best team all year.
Mm-hmm.
So you knew they were going to compete. You knew Denver was going to compete,
mm-hmm.
right? There's certain teams you knew were going to be in it. You can't go in every year saying, okay, Jim VP. Okay, wait till you. That's what this has been.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't.
How
live.
Is my fault, though? I don't understand what I
I'm
did.
I'm not saying it's your fault. You fall for it, and you have everybody on this show.
They've given me no other choice. What else am I supposed to believe in?
Reality.
What am I supposed to believe in other than Jim VP magic? Other than that, the Heat have given me nothing.
Okay, but then when it doesn't happen, don't be mad. Say, we shot our shot. We didn't shoot our shot. No, okay, then why? Your shot was Jim VP, and they did it 2 years ago.
Yeah, but I don't think that way now.
Okay, good. Good. So you've changed your thinking.
No.
You just said I don't think like that anymore.
Well,
wait.
It's the playoffs. That's going to be my biggest reason.
Let me just repeat this interaction we just
had. He's the best playoff
player. Wait. Hold on. So, I said to you, so we're just going to do that again this year. I don't think like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so no more Jim VP. Well, yeah.
No. Hear me out.
No, you just answered both sides of the question within 12 seconds.
Because they're two different things.
No, they're not.
They are. I agree with you. The roster needs tangible upgrades this year because you can't keep rolling the dice. However, once playoff time comes, he's the best playoff player in the East, Jim VP.
How long can you say that?
He is.
No, but how? Okay, do you understand? Look at the last four teams in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only person that thinks you're going to compete against those teams with what?
Well, this year, I don't think they need to make moves. But once they get there, Jimmy wasn't there this year.
That, okay. Listen, I don't question how good Jimmy is.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that's what you're going into the playoffs thinking?
Mm-hmm.
No. No.
Well, this Absolutely. Year I'm going in, we got CYJ.
I wanted
but
it so bad.
We're going to have to go to break because I don't want the people to see me kicking his ass. When he... What? No.
CYJ.
CYJ.
CYJ. What is CYJ?
Contract year Jimmy. Different animal, dude.
You see?
Wow,
dude.
Wow.
Do you see how up and down this dude is?
I have no other choice.
Right? Like he yelled at Pat and didn't say playoff, Jim.
I just have all
right?
this.
No, wait. CYJ. No, now we need to CYJ. This was earlier. Yeah. So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
You do realize.
Yeah.
Okay. And you do understand that CYJ, okay, playoff Jimmy. Got to play more than 60 games during the regular season to put CYJ Agreed. In a better situation.
Agreed. That's why it's a different formula. Now we have a ourselves a little carrot to dangle.
What's the carrot?
Well, he wants more money.
Dude.
You know what they say.
Can I? No. You know what they say? Leroy is exhausted. You have exhausted me.
But we agree on this.
I want to go outside and just stand in the rain and scream.
We agree on most of this.
We don't agree on it. No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
That'd be great.
If you're using the phrase CYJ or playoff Jimmy, we aren't on the same page.
It's not all we need. We need more. We need more. But if you're going to give me my biggest reason for confidence once we get to the playoffs.
And here's what I would tell you. Here's what I would tell you about sports, right? As players get older, you can't depend on all the things you depended on 5 years ago.
Well, that's why I didn't like him last week saying that his biggest opponent is Father Time. I wasn't pleased with that.
That's true!
I know, but I don't want him to say
that. That's true!
Yeah.
But wait! So, think about this.
You know what I would like
to say? Jimmy's played more physical basketball than Love.
Yes.
Yet, you call Love old and not Jimmy.
Your part.
Right! Where do you think that's going?
Yeah, but Love has always been banged
no.
up.
No! No, Jimmy!
Not like Kevin Love. Kevin Love was 6-8.
The last couple of years? Kevin was 6-8. I give you that.
Jimmy's usually like a baker's dozen, you
Wait,
know?
And then, can like, I just say this?
Side
Did
quest
Kevin
down the
Love
way.
Play more games than Jimmy last year?
Oh, that's a good question.
I would say yes, but he plays 15 minutes a game, so.
No, I don't.
That's not really fair. Oh. Total minutes, I bet Jimmy exceeded him.
Is baker's dozen 13?
Yes.
Ah.
CYJ, dude.
No, he probably has one of the fireworks displays named Baker's 13.
Did you guys see? So Jimmy's on one of his little missions. I don't know where he's going, but has his trainer with him, Chris Berkeley.
Ooh.
So that means we're getting back to hoops.
Ooh.
Getting back to hoops, dude. Enough X Games. Enough Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
All I want is more than 60 games because they put your team in a better position and what have you. Like, you don't even know. Listen, I can say this, and I feel this. This team, if 100% healthy, was not good enough to win an NBA championship.
I would agree with you. I'll concede.
That being said, okay, that even if Jimmy would have played 70 games and they get the fourth or fifth seed, hell, they could have even got the second seed. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
They still would have ended up being miserable because of the way the team was constructed.
Seventh seed would have led the path if we were healthy.
Huh?
Seventh seed would have led the path. It was losing the first playing game. That was tough. Which goes back to the Pacers game. But honestly, I mean, this is all Nick Batum's fault because all of a sudden he turned into the greatest shooter
what
we've ever
the
seen.
Hell, Nick Batum. I am not over that.
Here. Can I tell you another little secret about sports? And what have I always told you, Tobin?
Mm-hmm.
I hate a sport that usually pays series being in a situation of a one-game sample because you can run into a Nick Batum.
Right.
That happens. Okay? Don't put yourself in that situation.
Remember the week of the one-game sample? That was Leroy's thing for a
that
week.
That was his thing.
And guess what?
Hey, that one game.
I know. Kelly Oubre injured Jimmy Butler.
You should listen to Leroy more.
I do listen to Leroy. No, you don't.
I think so.
Stop it.
I listen to
no,
you.
No, you don't.
Oh,
no, you, oh
it's
my
Jay
goodness.
Crawford you got a problem with, huh?
I don't know. I mean, you know.
Dude.
It's enough.
This dude, do you not understand? Do you not understand we'll be on a plane and I just see eyes and I'm like, nope, nope. Nope, I know what it means, something stupid. Yeah. Right? We'll be walking in the airport.
Never wanted though.
Wait. Hear me out. Any conversation that starts off with hear me out, people around us think we're getting ready to fight.
Well, the last time, right? The last time that we were on a plane, it was game 5 against the Celtics, and I just walk up 7 rows, and I go to Leroy, and just go, he stinks.
That's it. And then he walks back to his seat. Right? Like, dude.
So great.
Like, so, look, I get it. But you sometimes hit your wagon to stuff that isn't real. Right?
Seem real.
Like, I get you.
You should have been there for like, being in the building for the 56-point game was an experience like none of the other.
Again, I get it. How long ago was that?
It was a year.
Huh?
A year ago. What? A year and change.
See how he's trying to make it as recent as possible. Dude, okay. I understand. Like, I feel the same way about Jimmy, right? Okay? But guess what? Can I say this?
Mm-hmm.
We loved D-Wade more than we loved Jimmy. And did you see how that ended? It's not... Father Time is undefeated. I don't care how much you work out. Like, to expect playoff Jimmy every year, even now, mm-hmm. is being unrealistic. It is. So
clock, 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 clock.
Oh, sorry.
It's not bad. Let's just go to break.
Take a break. Back after this.
I don't think like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I said, so no more Jim VP. What? Yeah.
No. Hear me out.
No, you just answered both sides of the question within 12 seconds.
Because they're two different things.
No, they're not.
They are. I agree with you. The roster needs tangible upgrades this year because you can't keep rolling the dice. However, once playoff time comes, he's the best playoff player in the East. Jim VP.
How long can you say that?
He is.
No, but how? Okay, do you understand? Look at the last four teams in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only person that thinks you're going to compete against those teams with what?
Well, this year, I don't think they need, I think they need to make moves. But oh, no. Once they get there, Jimmy. Jimmy wasn't there this year.
That. Okay. Listen, I don't question how good Jimmy is.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that that's what you're going into the playoffs thinking?
Mm-hmm.
No. No.
Well, this year I'm going in, we got CYJ.
I wanted him
but
so bad.
We're going to have to go to break because I don't want I don't want the people to see me kicking his ass. Okay. When he... What? No.
CYJ.
CYJ.
CYJ. What is CYJ?
Contract year Jimmy. Okay. Different animal, dude!
You see? Do you want,
wow.
Dude!
Wow.
Do you see how up and down this dude is?
I have no other choice.
Right? Like, he yelled at Pat and didn't say playoff Jim.
I just have all
right?
this.
No,
wait.
CYJ. Can I? CYJ. Can, no, now we need to CYJ. This was earlier. Yeah. So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
You do realize.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you do understand that CYJ, okay, playoff Jimmy, got to play more than 60 games during the regular season to put CYJ
Agreed.
In a better situation.
Agreed. That's why it's a different formula. Now we have ourselves a little carrot to dangle.
What's the carrot?
He wants more money.
Dude.
You know what they say.
Can I? No. You know what they say? Leroy is exhausted. You have exhausted me.
But
today.
We agree on this.
I want to go outside and just stand in the rain and scream.
We agree on most of this.
We don't agree on it. No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
That'd be great. Guys.
If you're using the phrase CYJ or playoff Jimmy, we aren't on
it's
the same
It's not all
page.
We need. We need more. We need more. But if you're going to give me my biggest reason for confidence once we get to the playoffs.
And here's what I would tell you. Here's what I would tell you about sports, right? As players get older, you can't depend on all the things you depended on 5 years ago.
Well, that's why I didn't like him last week saying that his biggest opponent is Father Time. I wasn't pleased with that.
That's true!
I know, but I don't want him to
that's
say
true.
That.
That's
true!
Yeah. But wait! So, think about this.
You know what I would like
to Jimmy's played more physical basketball than Love.
Yes.
Yet, you call Love old and not Jimmy.
Your part.
Right! Where do you think that's going?
Yeah, but Love has always been banged
no.
up.
No! No, Jimmy!
Not like Kevin Love. Kevin Love was 6-8.
The last couple of years? Jimmy, oh, yeah. Kevin was 6-8. I give you that.
Jimmy's usually like a baker's dozen, you
Wait,
know?
And then, can like, I just say this?
Side
Did
quest
Did Kevin
the
Love
way.
Play more games than Jimmy last year?
Oh, that's a good question.
I would say yes, but he plays 15 minutes a game, so.
No, I don't.
That's not really fair. Oh. Total minutes, I bet Jimmy exceeded him.
Is baker's dozen 13?
Yes.
Ah.
CYJ, dude.
No, he probably has one of the fireworks displays named Memphis 13.
Did you guys see? So Jimmy's on one of his little missions. I don't know where he's going, but has his trainer with him, Chris Berkeley.
Ooh.
So that means we're getting back to hoops.
Ooh.
Getting back to hoops, dude. Enough X Games. Enough Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
All I want is more than 60 games because they put your team in a better position and what have you. Like, you don't even know. Listen, I can say this and I feel this. This team, if 100% healthy, was not good enough to win an NBA championship.
I would agree with you. I'll concede.
That being said, okay, that even if Jimmy would have played 70 games and they get the fourth or fifth seed, hell, they could have even got the second seed. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
They still would have ended up being miserable because of the way the team was constructed.
Seventh seed would have led the path if we were healthy.
Huh?
Seventh seed would have led the path. It was losing the first playing game. That was tough. Which goes back to the Pacers game. But honestly, I mean, this is all Nick Batum's fault because all of a sudden he turned into the greatest shooter
what
we've ever seen.
What the hell, Nick Batum? I am not over that.
Here, can I tell you another little secret about sports? And what have I always told you, Tobin?
Mm-hmm.
I hate a sport that usually pays series being in a situation of a one-game sample because you can run into a Nick Batum.
Right.
That happens. Okay? Don't put yourself in that situation.
Remember the week of the one-game sample? That was Leroy's thing for a
that
week.
That was his thing.
And guess what?
Hey, that one game.
I know. Kelly Oubre injured Jimmy Butler.
You should listen to Leroy more.
I
do listen to Leroy.
No, you don't.
I think so.
Stop it.
I listen
no,
to you.
No, you don't.
Oh,
no, you, oh my
Jay
goodness.
Crawford, you got a problem with
that. I don't know. I mean, you know.
Dude,
it's enough.
This dude, do you not understand? Motives. Do you not understand? We'll be on a plane, and I just see eyes, and I'm like, nope, nope, nope. I know what it means. Something stupid, right? We'll be walking in the airport.
Never wanted though.
Wait. Hear me out. Any conversation that starts off with "hear me out," people around us think we're getting ready to fight.
Well, the last time,
right?
The last time that we were on a plane, it was Game 5 against the Celtics, and I just walk up 7 rows, and I go to Leroy. Just go, he stinks.
Right. That's it. And then he walks back to his seat. Right? Like, dude.
So great.
Like, so, look, I get it. But you sometimes hit your wagon to stuff that isn't real. Right?
Seem real.
Like, I get you.
You should have been there for like being in the building for the 56-point game was an experience like none of the other.
Again, I get it. How long ago was that?
It was a year.
Huh?
A year ago. What? A year and change.
See how he's trying to make it as recent as possible. Dude, okay. I understand. Like, I feel the same way about Jimmy, right? Okay? But guess what? Can I say this?
Mm-hmm.
We loved D-Wade more than we loved Jimmy. And did you see how that ended? It's not. Father Time is undefeated. I don't care how much you work out. Like, to expect playoff Jimmy every year, even now, is being unrealistic. It is. So
clock, 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 clock.
Oh, sorry.
It's not bad. I'm just. Let's just go to break.
Take a break. Back after this.